From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo lauds Indonesia-Netherlands cooperation over sustainable palm oil. Prime Minister Mark Rutte hopes trade office in Surabaya to promote circular economy. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo commended the Dutch government on cooperation over sustainable palm oil during a remark after a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Mark Rutte at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Monday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Jokowi in this context emphasized Indonesia's concern over the European Union's palm oil policy. Indonesia and the Netherlands had inked an agreement in that sector on September 26 in New York, the United States. The president also praised the agreement signed by both countries on capacity building for smallholder farmers that is aimed at ensuring sustainable palm oil. In terms of investment, President Jokowi called on Prime Minister Rutte to intensify multi-sectoral partnership between the two countries in areas including infrastructure, maritime, and water management. Indonesia's government in the subsequent five-year period will prioritize the development of human resources so the educational sector, especially vocational schools, remain the most important. Prime Minister of Netherlands Mark Rutte hoped that the Dutch supporting trade office in Surabaya, East Java, which will be opened soon, can encourage the sustainability of economic development of the Dutch and Indonesia based on circular economic principle. It was said by Prime Minister Mark Rutte on his speech in front of alumni of Dutch University in Indonesia and some industry and trade actors at Erasmus HES Jakarta on Monday night. He emphasized that all strengthening cooperation in the field of trade and investment must be based on sustainable principles. The economic development must be based on future development principles, circular economy and sustainable agriculture, so that the future generation must be able to enjoy the results of closer relation of both countries. The Indonesian government is harboring expectations that the Netherlands can aid in solving the issue pertaining to discrimination against Indonesian palm oil products in Europe. The Netherlands' support to sustainable palm oil management in Indonesia is through a capacity-building program for palm oil farmers. The capacity-building cooperation was marked by the inking of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the Dutch and Indonesian governments in New York, the United States, on September 26. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Teuku Fasiasyah, after attending a public discussion involving Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte in Jakarta on Monday, explained that the Netherlands' effort aims to ensure that Indonesian palm oil products entering the country come from sustainable sources. In recent times, Indonesia's palm oil exports have borne the brunt of the European Union's ban on the entry of palm oil products into member countries owing to environmental issues. To this end, the Indonesian government continues to deepen its diplomacy to fight discrimination against palm oil products in Europe. This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Monday explained that President Joko Widodo will visit Singapore on Tuesday to attend the annual leaders' retreat of both countries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Retno said that the leaders' retreat being conducted with Singapore is aimed at discussing the progress both countries made on cooperation, as well as to evaluate them after 1 year has passed. She mentioned the progress of cooperation on last year's Kendal Industrial Park and partnership in Batam as the two matters which will be discussed. Speaking on the investment sector, Marsudi highlighted vocational education, which is significant for both Indonesia and Singapore. The government also expected to discuss vocational education since Indonesia and Singapore were already signed several agreements on this sector. Malaysia is interested in promoting tourism of Gayo Plateau, Aceh, because it has beautiful natural fascinating with natural agro-tourism potential. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director of Malaysian Tourism for Sumatra, Hishamuddin Mustafa in Bandar Aceh on Monday said that the Gayo Plateau in Sarawak Aceh and Benar Meriah has promising agro-tourism potential. Moreover, Gayo Plateau in Sarawak Aceh and Benar Meriah regencies have the best coffee in the world. Hishamuddin Mustafa explained that his office will explore direct commercial flight from Penang, Malaysia to Rembele, Benar Meriah and vice versa. He further said that by opening the direct flight, it is believed that it can increase the number of tourists both from Malaysia or Aceh, especially from Gayo Plateau. Flight route from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia to Belitung, Bangka Belitung Islands province is believed to open new economic opportunity through exchanges of goods and services of those regencies. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Belitung Region Sahani Saleh in Tanjung Pandan on Monday explained that it is not only to have impact to the advanced tourism sector, but also develop other sectors and bring a lot of investments. He further said that the new economic opportunity is in the form of cooperation in the field of services, trade, tourism, and hotel because those sectors have huge economic values and potential. And the last item, Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita remarked that one of the keys to anticipate the probability of global recession is by fortifying local market. He called on Indonesian citizens to love and use domestic products. It was stated by Enggar Tiasto Lukita after the signing of cooperation between Sarina and four e-commerce companies' online marketing of products in Jakarta. According to Enggar Tiasto, it is important to maintain the society's purchasing power in anticipating global recession, considering the recession is projected to have impact on export market. In addition, the minister pointed out about the importance of controlling inflation. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo lauds Indonesia-Netherlands cooperation over sustainable palm oil. Prime Minister Mark Rutte hopes the trade office in Surabaya can promote circular economy. And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Singkan untuk negara. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Cigarette Excise and Excellent Human Resources. Well, listener, the second week of September 2019, Minister of Finance of Republic of Indonesia, Sri Mulyani, said the Indonesian government would like to increase the cigarette excise by 23%. Said with this increase, the retail sale price of cigarettes also increases to 35%. This decision will be stipulated in the Minister of Finance regulation and will take effect on January 1, 2020. In Indonesia, more recently, the price of a pack of cigarettes has become viral. The price of locally produced cigarettes, which is currently around 23,000 rupiah, is rumored to reach 48,000 rupiah. The rising price of cigarettes in Indonesia receives a great deal of attention. Based on the Southeast Asia Tobacco Control Alliance, SHETCA report entitled The Tobacco Control Atlas, the ASEAN region showed that in 2013, around 65.19 million Indonesians were smokers. Raising cigarette excise in Indonesia has become a dilemma. If the cigarette excise does not increase, the number of deaths due to consumption of tobacco products may increase. On one hand, the result of the 2015 Health Research and Development Agency study showed that Indonesia accounts for more than 230,000 deaths due to consumption of tobacco products annually. Lung cancer ranks first cause of death, which is equal to 12.6%. On the other hand, the tobacco industry is one of the national manufacturing sectors that has a large contribution. The Minister of Industry of Republic of Indonesia noted that the cigarette industry sector absorbs nearly 6 million workers. But there is one thing that must be prioritized. Increasing the excise on cigarettes must be taken by the government without further delay, remembering that Indonesia is strongly committed to creating excellent human resources. The fact shows that tobacco consumption has become an effective instrument to degrade the quality of human resources in Indonesia. Creating excellent human resources must be done earlier. One cause of the non-formation of excellent human resources is stunting. The failure of child growth due to malnutrition for a long time. Facts on the ground show that almost about 70% of smokers in Indonesia are poor families. For them, cigarette becomes the second priority after rice. An optimal increase in the price of cigarette needs to be done. There are no cheap cigarette prices. Thus, the poor do not easily buy cigarettes, and the funds spent to buy cigarettes can be used to meet nutritious intakes. Hopefully, Indonesian excellent human resources will be formed more quickly. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Here is today in history. I'll begin with October 8, 1912. The Balkan War I begins. The First Balkan War was a series of battles that took place from October 8, 1912 to May 18, 1913 between the Balkan League and Serbia, Montenegro, Greece and Bulgaria against the Ottoman Empire of Turkey. It was the first part of the war on the Balkan Peninsula and aimed at capturing Macedonia, then controlled by Turkey. The war ended in victory on the Balkan League and the London Agreement was signed. After the end of the war, a dispute arose over the territorial borders between members of the League, which led to the outbreak of the Balkan War II. Let's move on to October 8, 1929. Jakarta Kota Station was inaugurated. Jakarta Kota Station, also known as BEOS or Batavia Zuid, was originally built around 1887, then closed in 1926 to be renovated into a current building. Around 200 meters from the closed station, the new Jakarta Kota station was built. Construction was completed on August 19, 1929 and officially operated on October 8, 1929. The inauguration ceremony was carried out on a large scale by planting buffalo heads by the governor of the Netherlands East Indies from 1926 to 1931, A.C.D. de Grijve. We end today in history with October 8, 2009, a meteor crash in Bone, South Sulawesi Province. Bone meteor explosion is a natural event that occurred on October 8, 2009 by 11:30 local time. An asteroid fragment entered into the Earth's atmosphere and exploded in space. This explosion caused anxiety to the surrounding residents. It killed one indirect victim due to shock and a heart problem. On October 23, 2009, NASA issued a report stating that the explosion was detected by infrasound analysis from several illegal nuclear explosion monitoring agencies. The force of the explosion is estimated to be close to 50 kilotons of TNT, or about three times the strength of the Hiroshima atomic bomb. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Sebenarnya ku tak ingin pisah darimu. Sebenarnya ku masih sayang kamu, babe, sementara ego kita hancurkan semua kisah terindah tentang kita. Hentikanlah seharusnya kini kamu ada dalam pelukku. Habiskan waktu bersamaku. Sementara emosi kita musnahkan semua cerita yang ada tentang kita. Hentikanlah langkahmu untuk pergi dari cintaku. Sesungguhnya ku mau kau kembali jadi milikku lagi. Tanyakan pada hatimu, baby, masihkah kau punya rasa cinta itu hanya untukku? Hentikanlah langkahmu untuk pergi dari cintaku.
That was the song entitled Izinkan Aku, sung by Abdul and the Coffee Theory. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners, Voice of Indonesia. It's good to see you again with our daily program, My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is Youth Companies Focus on Enhancing Cooperation with Indonesia. While listener-leading companies from Florida, United States express wishes to focus more on cooperating with companies in Indonesia and further increase the value of trade and investment between the two countries, the wishes also received support from members of United States Congress representing various districts in Florida and Florida high officials who attended a seminar at the Jack's Chamber, Jacksonville, with the theme The 17th Anniversary of Indonesia and U.S. Relations, Ways to Move Forward in Jacksonville, Florida, United States, on Tuesday. The seminar was an enhancing trade cooperation between Indonesia and USA, especially Florida and Jacksonville City, and was held in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., Consulate General in Houston, and representative member of the District 3 Congress in Florida, Tech Yoho. The seminar was also attended by Florida District 4 Congress member John Redford, official of the Florida Government Office and Jackson City, and more than 70 business people from both Indonesia and from regions in Florida. In his remarks, Ambassador of Republic of Indonesia to United States, Mahendra Siregar, invited all business people to actively explore efforts to establish a sustainable business ecosystem between Indonesia and Jacksonville City. Ambassador Mahendra also said that Florida, as chosen as the venue of the business forum, it was one of the 5 states in the United States with the highest trade value with Indonesia. Ambassador Mahendra also invited Florida business people to attend the Trade Expo in Indonesia on October 16 until 20, 2019. Congressman Ted Yoho said that the business forum was aimed at promoting Indonesia to business people from Florida. He also said that Indonesia and the United States had many principles in common that could be the basis for strengthening trade cooperation, security politics in the ASEAN region, and educational cooperation. Meanwhile, Florida District 4 Congress member John Rutherford said that Jacksonville City, with a very complete logistic infrastructure, is ready to collaborate in various fields with Indonesia. The business forum continued with a field visit so that Indonesian business people had the opportunity to obtain first-hand information about the operation of several leading companies in Florida, Jacksonville Port Operator Jacksport, LNG Management Company in Jacksonville, Jacks LNG, and the expedition company, Tote Maritime. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Aku sudah tak bisa untuk menangis, dan aku sudah tak bisa untuk berkata, aku sudah tak bisa untuk mencinta selain dirimu. Untukmu.
There was the song entitled Tak Pernah Kubayangkan or Never Imagine, sung by Nindi. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tell about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Soge Beach in Pacitan. Pacitan, a regency in East Java, is well known with its tourism objects such as cave and beach. For the beach tour, Pacitan has a cluster of beaches with beautiful white sand at the southern coast. Some beautiful beaches such as Klayar, Buyutan, Kasab, and Watu Karung can be visited by tourists in Pacitan. In addition to the beaches, Pacitan also has Soge Beach, which makes the beauty of its coastal area more complete. Soge Beach is located at Sidomulyo Village, Ngadirojo Subdistrict, Pacitan Regency, East Java Province. It takes about 1 hour from Pacitan City in a distance of approximately 30 kilometers. Usually, white sand beaches are located far away from the highway. Interestingly, Soge Beach is located at the edge of the highway and it becomes a special attraction. Many tourists take pictures at the edge of the highway with Soge Beach as background. The beach has natural atmosphere with blue sea water. The beach is very clean and has big waves. To enjoy the Soge Beach, you have to pay entrance ticket of 2,000 rupiah for kids and 3,000 rupiah for adults in weekdays. While on the weekend, the ticket price is 3,000 rupiah for kids and 5,000 rupiah for adults. During traveling to Soge Beach, you can play white sand swimming or sitting under coconut trees. You can also go around a small lake at the beach area by using speedboat. The lake is formed when the phenomenon of seawater recedes. To rent a speedboat, you only pay 15,000 rupiah for one way. In addition, there is also Jembatan Biru Pantai Soge or Blue Bridge of Soge Beach. The construction of the bridge is very futuristic, with curved pipe on the bridge so that it looks like giant dome. Many tourists interesting to take pictures in this location with the bridge as a background. The Soge Beach is also completed by gazebo, the place to take rest and some restaurants. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita. Namun semua telah berubah. Lalu
kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan jadi diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you. Dirimu buatku merasa yang terutama, aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia, sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you.
You have just listened to the song entitled Envy You, sung by Billy Simpson. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Coaching Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Aku Kecewa, or in English, I'm disappointed. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on aku kecewa, or in English, I'm disappointed. At Joko's house, Enda looks upset and sad. Tony wants to know what happened.
Kamu kenapa, Enda? Aku kecewa.
Kenapa?
Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken.
Oh, sayang sekali.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is aku kecewa. Aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Kecewa. Kecewa, which means disappointed. Sedih. Sedih, which means sad. Kesal. Kesal, which means upset. Bahagia, bahagia, which means happy. Senang, senang, which means happy or pleased. Kenapa, kenapa, which means why. Aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken. Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken, which means my friend canceled a vacation together to Bunaken. Sayang sekali, which means too bad. Endah expressed her disappointment because her friend canceled a vacation together. Endah said, aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. Other examples of expression that express feelings or emotions are as follows. Aku senang, which means I'm happy or I'm glad. Aku kesal, which means I'm annoyed or I'm upset. Dia sedih, which means he or she is sad. You can use the word sangat, sangat, which means very, or sekali, sekali, which also means very, to show that you are very happy or very disappointed. Consider the following example. Aku sangat kecewa, which means I am very disappointed. Aku kecewa sekali, which means I was very disappointed. The word sangat, sangat, which means very, is placed before the adjective, while sekali, sekali, which also means very, placed after the adjective. Consider again another example. Aku sangat bahagia, which means I am very happy. Aku bahagia sekali, which means I am so happy. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more.
Kamu kenapa, Enda?
Aku kecewa.
Kenapa?
Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken.
Oh, sayang sekali.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Thank you. detik tak mungkin bisa ku hentikan. Maumu jadi mauku, pahit pun itu ku tersenyum.
That was Masih Cinta, sung by Kotak. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malayan song to you entitled Seribu Impian Sampai Ugi Razi and Laila Hashim. The song Seribu Impian consists of four verses of poem, contains sampiran and content. Part of sampiran sung by Ugi Razi, while the content sung by Laila Hashim. The lyrics tell about someone who falling in love. Its music has fast tempo and invites those who listen to sway. The song included at Tiga Dimensi or Three Dimension Ballet Album. Let's listen to Seribu Impian sung by Ugi Razi and Laila Hashim. Enjoy the song.
Sile, kita hangat ke terus.
Hangat?
Iya, kita main ke. Pergi tamasya ke Pulau Seribu, sungguhlah indah pemandangannya. Ku minta musik peserta lagu, kita dengar lagu yang lainnya.
Kita mainkan?
Kita mainkan.
Ayo.
Lanjut.
Kalau menari kita melenggang, kalau berpantun ada sampiran.
Betul.
Kita semua bersenang-senang.
Ya.
Kita suruh lagu joget Seribu Impian.
Betul. Kita mainkan musik.
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 Memancing ini. Kalaulah tuan inginlah santai, jadikan suasana aman jadi panas.
Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.